Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you, Gregory. Good afternoon. Right, it's nearly Monday home time and it's little old me on my own this week because Becky is off and it's just me, the one that doesn't speak. Obviously, he's not going to be any help as far as talking goes, but he'll just put his thumbs up a lot and, hi, all right? Hope your weekend was good. I've got one of my mates coming to visit me for a few days from tonight, and he's a country boy. He's not keen on big cities, and something has happened as soon as he arrived in London that has really properly freaked him out. He's gone shopping to kill some time until he meets me at 7 o'clock tonight, and I just got a text on my phone from him going, oh my God, I've just been mobbed by hundreds of girls. So he's in this kind of scrum of loads of girls in the shopping centre at the moment. Like I said, he's not one for like a lot of people in one place. He's used to the country life. And he realised they've all turned up to see not him, but to see Justin Bieber do a personal appearance. And they weren't actually there for him. So if you're at this shopping centre in London at the moment, waiting for Bieber, in amongst all the madness, you might see a really kind of short bloke looking really out of place. That'll be my friend. He'll be the one looking absolutely terrified.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
And hello?
Hi!
Ooh, there's two of you. Who's that then?
Charlotte and Jenny. We're bored at work. We've been secretly listening to your day.
Oh, are you stealth listening? You're not supposed to be.
No.
How are you doing that, please?
Well, we've got it hidden. See, we've got one earpiece in.
So just the one earpiece in.
Our hair is hiding the cable.
That is good.
Yeah.
Really good. What, one earpiece between you?
No, one each.
Okay. From the same set of headphones.
Separate radio. Yeah.
Right. So I just want to know how people do this. Whereabouts do you work? Don't say the name of the company. Just give me a general area.
In West Sussex.
Oh, okay. And how can I help you today?
We really want the Glee version of Don't Stop Believing. We texted Greg James and he totally ignored our request.
Yeah, well, that's him for you, see?
Rude.
That's what he's like. Bit rude. It's on tonight.
I know. Third episode. Can't wait.
Do you love it?
I love it. I'm a Gleek.
Episode 3, you are a Gleek. Episode 3 apparently isn't that brilliant, but then it gets a lot better after that. So tonight, if you're watching and thinking, well, this is a bit boring, stick with it, because next week it'll be better.
Will do, thanks for the tip.
I'm going to play Glee Cast Don't Stop Believing before 5. Does that suit you?
Love it.
Loving it. All right then.
Thanks, love you.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. What's occurring?
Not much. Was that your DJ set in Dundee?
Oh, yes. At Mono, at the Student Union in Dundee on Friday night. It's always good in there. Really good.
Yeah, it was great.
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, did you enjoy the pants?
Oh, yeah. Someone threw pants at me.
Yeah, that was me.
They were ladies' pants.
Yeah, I found them on the floor of the student accommodation.
Oh, beautiful, thanks.
I just saw them and immediately thought of you.
Yeah, because when you think ladies' pants, you think Scott Mills, don't you?
Well, that's naturally what comes to my mind.
Yeah, they did actually hit me in the face, so you are quite a good shot.
Good, I'm glad.
Did you like how I kind of perched them on the Perspex bit of the DJ stand for everybody to see?
Yeah, I was considering coming up and getting them again, but...
I kept trying to chuck them out, and then people kept throwing them back in my face again. It just went on for about 5 minutes. What a hilarious game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have talked about this before, Aaron. I thought the time had passed when people throw their pants on stage. I think maybe in my nan's day, it was perfectly acceptable to throw your pants at a pop star or a DJ, but I think those times have passed.
Oh, I think we should bring it back. Yeah. Have a revival.
I did feel like a pop star of the 70s for about 5 minutes.
Right,
I should have played this.
Good.
Here come the pants. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Can I just ask, who left them there and why?
I don't know. I'd love to know that as well.
Were they clean?
I don't think so.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, thanks very much for that, Aaron.
No bother.
Yeah, I hope to see you soon next time I'm in Dundee.
Great fun.
Love you.
Okay, love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello, flatmate.
Hello.
Now, we gave you a little task last week, didn't we?
The birthday present task.
Yeah, sending out presents to celebrities.
Yeah.
Now, you sent Steve off of Journey. What did you get him?
Got him a solar-powered sign illuminator.
Yeah, a new number for his house, just in case he has to call the emergency services, and they can find him quickly. You sent Jules Holland some cookie cutters.
Animal cookie cutters.
Misha Barton got a can of de-icer, even though she lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
You sent Alicia Keys some chess pieces, but no chess board.
No, because we had restrictions on money.
And you sent Jose Mourinho some England air fresheners for his car, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right, so the idea is to see if we get any replies from these celebrities to say thank you for the presents that we sent. Now, yeah. You did include an A4 photo of yourself with your phone number and email on.
Yeah.
Have you got any replies yet?
I had a phone call today.
And who was that from?
That was from Alicia Keys.
That's right.
Now, I don't know much about Alicia Keys, to be honest, but I'm fairly sure she's not Australian.
That wasn't actually Alicia Keys that called you, but we did have you fooled. It was Fiona, who works upstairs in the office. And it's fair to say we got you.
She didn't get me.
We did, though.
No, you didn't. I knew.
Well,
I
people
knew
are going to hear the call now, and they'll realise that you've been had. So, Fiona called up pretending to be Alicia Keys with her brilliant accent. And what you didn't know was I was talking to her in her ear, telling her what to say.
Actually, I didn't know that bit.
You could only hear Fiona's voice. You couldn't hear me at all, could you?
No.
All right, so here's what happened when we fooled my flatmate into thinking that Alicia Keys called up to say thanks for the chess pieces that you sent last week. Remember, Fraser can't hear me at all on this call, all right? Do you want to hear you being fooled?
I wasn't fooled.
Well, you were, and here's the proof.
Hello.
Hello, is that Fraser?
Hey, is that Fraser?
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind me calling.
I hope you don't mind me calling.
You put your number on the photo you sent me.
You put your number on that photo you sent me.
Oh, who is it?
It's Alicia Keys.
It's Alicia Keys?
Off of singing.
Off of singing?
It's not really Alicia Keys off of singing, is it?
It's me off of singing and playing the piano.
It's me off of singing and playing the piano.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Thanks so much for your present.
Thanks so much for your present.
Did you like it? What was it?
I love chess.
What was
chess.
Your favourite bit about
I
it?
I love it.
I love chess.
I love chess.
Do you already have a chess board?
No.
No.
But I love to play
right.
it.
Well,
but I love to play it. I love it.
Hey, I'm in London right now.
Hey, I'm in London at the moment.
Yeah?
Maybe we could hook up.
Maybe we should hook up.
And play chess.
And play chess.
For a game of chess. Are you good?
I'm amazing.
I didn't say that.
Really?
I'm great.
Right?
I'm great.
Of course you are.
I'm just writing some new songs.
Meet for a game of chess. That would be lovely.
I'm just writing some songs.
Some new ones.
What,
some
new about ones. About chess?
No.
No.
Can I be in the song?
No.
No.
Do you want to hear one of the songs?
Do you want to hear one of my songs?
Go on then.
Here it goes.
Here it goes.
In New York. There's nothing you can't do.
There's nothing you can't do.
In New York.
In New York.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I'm not really a music expert, to be honest.
Would you like to hook up for a game of chess tonight?
Do you want to hook up for a game of chess tonight?
Tonight?
I like strip chess.
I like strip chess.
Do you like strip chess?
Do you like strip chess?
I've never played it.
Chess, not chess.
Chess?
I've played chess. I've never played strip chess.
Do you know my favourite chess piece?
Do you know my favourite chess piece?
Keep the voice.
Is it the pawn?
Keep the voice.
Keep...
No, don't say that.
Pardon?
Nothing. The pawn.
The pawn.
Yeah, I thought
it is my favourite.
It is my favourite.
What's your favourite?
Are you a pawn fan too?
The bishop.
Are you a pawn fan?
Are you a pawn fan?
Am I a pawn fan?
Yes.
Or a pawn fan?
Now sing a song about pawns.
Let's sing a song about porn.
Okay, to be honest, contrary to what you might hear...
Do a song about pawns.
Do a song. Do a song about porn.
No, you. Do a song about pawns.
You start. I'll join in.
We love prawns in America. It's good, cause it's not New York. In New York prawn land. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Do you like it?
I think I prefer the chess one.
Are you on for tonight, Fraser?
Are you on for tonight, Fraser?
Yeah. Okay. Where do you want to go and play strip
chess?
Okay. I'll call you later.
I'll call you later.
Moi.
Okay.
Moi.
That's very nice.
Moi.
Very nice to speak.
Moi.
Alicia Keys.
Moi.
Moi.
Australia.
Moi.
Moi.
Thanks again for the present.
Thanks again for the present.
Moi.
Moi.
That was a pleasure.
Moi.
Moi.
Thank you for being kind enough to call and say thanks.
Moi.
Moi. Okay, bye, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Ah! You thought you were talking to Alicia Keys.
I didn't. I knew it wasn't her.
You didn't, though.
You could tell right from the start of that.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll just have to disagree on that, won't we? See you later.
Bye. Bye. Radio
One podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio One.
Thank you very much for your text about that. Some people, though, doubting that Fiona from The Office sounds anything like Alicia Keys at all. Well, actually, if you compare the two...
Let's sing a song about porn.
That's Fiona.
Hey, what's up? This is Alicia Keys.
Same. Radio 1 Podcast. And now we meet our new contestant for a new week of Oh, What's Occurring? It's Patrick. All right, Patrick?
All right, Scott, how's it going?
I'm all right. Where are you from?
I'm from Leeds.
How old are you?
18.
Okay. And where do you normally listen to Oh, What's Occurring?
Usually my bedroom, playing FIFA on the Xbox, something
okay.
like that.
So you've got FIFA on and you listen and play along at the same time. That is multitasking, ahoy.
It is, yeah.
How well do you normally do?
Well, it varies, usually two on a good day.
Now, we had Patrick on last week. You're Patrick. We had Grant on last week. Did you hear him?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, now, he used to be a pantomime dame.
Yep.
And is quite tight with money.
Right.
Anything else you want to tell us now before your family get involved?
Well, I've never been a pantomime dame, I can tell you that for free. And they usually don't have enough money to be tight with, so... In terms of that, feel free to grill away.
All right, and, your mum or your nan, are they the kind of people that might email somebody like me just to tell me some stuff like happened with Grant last week?
My gran probably wouldn't, but I don't know, maybe my mum would, yeah.
Oh, okay, just wanted to find out. So it's not Becky you're playing against today because she's off.
Right.
You're playing against Zane Lowe.
So I've heard, yeah.
Now, you're a big fan of him.
I am, yeah.
Do you love it?
I love his music.
All right. So very excited to be playing against Zane in a minute.
Oh, yeah, very.
Do you fancy your chances against him?
Well, yeah, as much as any, you know.
Yeah. Tell us something interesting about yourself, Patrick. I know you've got a good one.
Oh, when I was very young, I was once babysat by Carol Vorderman off of Countdown.
That is immense.
Certainly is, yeah.
How long ago was this? How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, probably about 2, 3. I'll have to check with my mum, but she's not in.
Did she just blur on about maths all the time?
Well, as I say, not that I can remember it much, but I assume so, yeah.
Yeah. And how did this come about? Was she famous then?
No, she used to be mates with my mum from back in the day, and then she went off and became a celebrity and, you know, totally sold out, basically. I haven't been babysat by her once since then.
Oh, well, you're just bitter because she, you know, she moved to Leeds... Picked out some vowels and consonants and then didn't hear from her anymore, did you?
Nope.
Wow. Oh, well, that's good. Was it just the once?
It may have been more. I probably should have researched this a bit more.
Yeah, maybe give your mum a call, and if you get through to tomorrow, we can hear some brilliant Carol Vorderman stories.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some.
Bucket loads of them.
Right. Right, we'll get Zane in, and we will play... Oh! In a minute. Wait there, all right? Podcast. And it's the return of Zane Lowe after weeks. Hey.
Woo! Woo! How you doing?
You okay?
I'm doing great.
How was your big trip?
Wonderful. I had a really good time. What else do you want me to tell you? It was just brilliant. You know, I had a really nice, relaxing sort of run back home. Got to see the big day out at the end of it. Got to see Kasabian kill it. Dizzy Rascal smash it. Good British contingent on show. Everyone represented. It was a great day, and I'm glad to be back.
I've got tan envy.
That doesn't last in this country.
Still better than mine at the moment.
Yeah, what's been happening? Did you not pay your bill?
Just a bit. My course ran out.
You're waiting for the upgraded model?
Yeah, I really am, yeah.
Just clearing out a room.
Yeah. So it's good to have you back. It was an interesting week last week.
That's what I heard. I literally heard.
Florence was good.
Yes.
In-betweeners were amazing.
Yes.
Dizzy didn't know where he was, but it was great.
He showed up 6 minutes before he went to air. But as he said on the air, he wasn't late, he just wasn't early.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah.
He's in good form. Listen again to all those shows from last week at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Back tonight. What's happening?
Not much.
All right.
No, it's good, man. Lots of big records. Going to catch up, I think, with Jamie T. Who else we got to talk to before the show starts? Vampire Weekend. Bit of Plan B. He did well on the singles chart. Lots of great records to play. Single of the week, I think, is Tiny Temper. Just be back in the building in like 25 minutes. I'm pretty excited to go on the air. Let's do it.
Bit jet lagged.
Yeah.
Thank you for agreeing your first radio appearance in 3 or 4 weeks to be this game. Appreciate that.
You make it sound like, you know, Whitney Houston on X Factor.
Let's do this.
Are we still talking about X Factor, or is that done?
Done.
All right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got new music and everything.
Sounds good.
Today you are playing against one of our listeners, and his name is Patrick. He is 18.
I know Patrick.
From Leeds.
You know Patrick? Yes, yeah? He's from Leeds.
He is.
Is this the same Patrick that used to be babysat by Carol Vorderman?
Yeah. Patrick, hello.
Hello, Patrick.
Are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Sorry. Right, we're just talking about you.
G'day, mate.
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Good.
Bit of a fan of yours.
Clearly.
Yeah. Okay, Patrick, you know how it works. Three situations, you just tell us what happens next. It's Patrick v. Zane, and Patrick's first day. Winner stays on. So good luck, Patrick, let's go.
Oh!
Hey, does that mean that if I win, I have to come back?
No.
Okay, let's go.
Only the caller will come back tomorrow.
You know, we're making peace on this.
I'm making this up.
Yeah.
You know Stupid Street?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they are a talented bunch?
Depends what you define by talented, but yeah.
I know what you're saying. Now, we went out to Stupid Street, and we played a little game of Stupid Street's Got Talent. We asked seven people what their special talent was. Can you name any of the talents that they displayed? I'll give you a point. If you can tell me just one. One of the talents of the people on Stupid Street. What do you think they can do?
I'm going to go with beatboxing.
Patrick says beatboxing.
I was going to go with it.
Oh, yeah?
Great minds, Zane. Great minds.
There you go, mate. I like you already. like the cut of your jib. I don't know who you're talking about or where Stupid Street is.
It's not far from... It's around the road. We go out and we talk to people and generally they come up with fairly stupid answers. Hence the name. What do you think? The one talent.
The one talent. They can touch their nose with their tongue.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here is Stupid Street's Got Talent.
What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent is fitting my fist in my mouth.
What's your hidden talent?
Woofing like a dog.
You can bark like a dog?
Yeah.
Woof! Woof!
That's really good. What's your hidden talent?
I write poetry. I'm so alone, alone, alone. In my room, room, room. Reading a book, book, book. Then I looked at the book, book, book. And turned the page. That was it.
That's really good.
Really?
What's your hidden talent?
I can fall downstairs without hurting myself.
Is that a talent?
Yes, that is a talent.
It's good.
Have you got a hidden talent?
I can play the baritone horn, which is a bit smaller than a tuba.
Okay.
Not many people know that.
Can you kind of do a little impression for me?
Oh, you have to buzz your lips. It's like catching a bee, so it's like...
Bravo.
Have you got a hidden talent?
I have one dimple. And some of my friends, well, one friend, calls me Demi Dimples.
Right, okay. Have you got a hidden talent?
Yes, I'm very good at clapping.
Clapping. Brilliant.
I'm pretty useless, I think, but I'm good at... I can multiply any two numbers in my head really quick.
Okay, so what's 52 times 160?
22,000 something, I think. No. I don't know.
Ah, there we are. They never disappoint.
Patrick.
Yes.
Do you have a hidden talent?
Many. I'm a talented guy.
Is that one of your hidden talents?
What? Smugness.
Yeah.
I can belly dance. I suppose not many people can do that.
You can belly dance?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to see that.
I don't know
how that works on the radio.
No, not really. Yeah. I think you might lose something on the radio. Anyway, none of your answers were in there, so I can't give you any points for that.
I think it's actually physically impossible to touch your nose with your tongue, isn't it? So I was never in with a shot. Don't do that, Scott. It's awful.
Oh! What's the kitty?
No points. Now, you might remember this.
That was a rough round. I mean, yeah, normally you're like, out of 32 people, how many said this? You're like... just guess some random person's hidden talent.
That's the great thing about this game. You what, Patrick?
It was a wide scope for
Yeah, it was. Really was.
Yeah, to be honest. Patrick, do you remember when we had the fitness expert on this show called Tracy Anderson?
No.
Right, good.
Thank you. Then we're on the same page.
Really going to help. She's a fitness expert. She's done everyone. She makes Shakira look like that.
Right.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
She's responsible for Madonna's nice arms.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't take on any of those ladies.
God, no. She came to the show. She didn't always talk about exercise. A bit boring. But, you know, we just asked her what Shakira's house was like and stuff like that.
Are you messing with a female fitness expert?
She wouldn't want to, Tony.
You just did.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, she came to the show. Was it before Christmas? Or just after? I don't know. All the days go into
silly
one sometimes.
Season. Silly season.
And she said one thing a lot in the interview, which was... oh, please. How many times did Tracy Anderson, the fitness expert, say, oh, please?
Patrick, would you allow me the opportunity to just ask a few basic questions just to put us a little bit further in the loop on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, so, you know.
Do you mind? How long was the interview?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes.
So I reckon you asked probably maybe between 30 and 40 questions in that time. And I think that she probably responded to those, to each of those questions with a, oh, please, probably maybe 60% of that time.
What are you saying about my questions?
Where's your man with the math from the yeah, city street?
He could have helped us out.
He could have helped me out with this because I've just got myself into a serious mathematical quandary with no sleep. I'm going to guess 30, 40 times, 60, 20, but you might have done it twice in the question. 25.
Wow, got there in the end. Patrick?
I'm going to have a stab at 15.
15, oh please. Let's find out.
Ow!
Here's Tracy Anderson off of Fitness. Today we are in the presence of actual Tracy Anderson. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
We talked about the snow a bit as well. Are you a bit shocked about the snow this morning?
Oh, please.
So is this like the busiest time of year for you?
Oh, please.
So if I wanted to jump around with you, Tracy, it would set me back a bit, wouldn't it? Right.
Oh, please.
Now, every celebrity has a DVD, a fitness DVD here. Why is yours different?
Oh, please.
That can't be it.
That's it.
Oh, come on.
They were good, though.
They were good. But that's, I mean, four times in a 20-minute interview, that's hardly a social tick,
oh,
is it?
Please.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I like it that she did sound...
That last one sounded a bit rough.
Say it, Patrick. Say what you're thinking.
Not this time.
Within reason.
I like on this one, she actually sounds physically disgusted by what I'm saying. So if I wanted to jump around with you, Tracy, it would set me back a bit, wouldn't it? Right.
Oh, please.
there is an element of shut up.
Yeah.
Oh!
So does that mean with a deficit of 11, Patrick still wins that?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
It is possible to touch your nose with your tongue. Loads of people have been
I'm like, reading these texts as well.
Kerry can do it, so can Nikki from Ipswich.
Yeah, there's also, was it Luke?
Charlie from Petersfield can do it.
Yeah.
Nikki in Bedford. God, I feel left out, don't you? Okay.
Apparently I sound more Kiwi than ever. It tends to happen when it's been a month.
Yeah, I've been there for a month.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Laura used to work on this show. Do you remember her, Patrick?
Yeah, I do. She's been
You have that dating thing, One Night with Laura or something.
That's it. Patrick
is cool, isn't he?
He knows.
But Patrick is cool. There was a text saying Patrick is cool. Patrick is pretty cool,
yeah,
isn't he?
All right, cheers. I mean, pass some numbers on to me if you want later.
We did find Laura a boyfriend, a while ago now. Anyway, she's
is that still rocking? Or is that just a wrong question to ask? Let's move on.
No. She is engaged now to one of the losers of the contest. She binned off the winner. So she's
kind of... it wasn't a very good contest then.
Well, we liked it, Patrick.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It was entertaining.
Did it work, Patrick? Did she find a love match?
Well, I can't remember, to be honest.
No, we just told you.
None of us can, really. It was about 3 years ago. Anyway, Laura used to work on this show. Do you think she's got a clean sense of humour? Zane spat his tea out.
Slight advantage for me in this one.
We played Laura 3 bits of innuendo bingo where someone says something a bit from the TV or radio. She had tea in her mouth. My question:
How many of them
would cause her to spit out her tea when we played at the innuendo bingo? Zane's saying 3. Patrick, what are you saying?
Well, I guess that means I'm going to have to say less than 3, so I'm going to have to go with
2. You can go for the right... Patrick...
No, because I was going to go 3, but
Patrick,
know.
Right, strategically, you're winning. There's no rule that says you can't choose the same amount. If we both get 3...
There is, because it makes it a lot harder for
and
me.
And you get 2.
Right.
I'm helping you out here, buddy, because I'm not going to gain anything from this, but you can come back tomorrow and take on somebody else.
Well, you know what? In the sense of sportsmanship, I will say 2.
Patrick's saying 2. Zane says 3. Let's find out. Here's us playing some innuendo bingo with Laura, who used to work on the show. She's got tea in her mouth, see? Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
Now, you have always been a very innocent person, haven't you?
Hmm.
Like a little flower.
Yep.
You don't have a dirty mind at all.
No.
So here, I've got some innuendo bingo sent in by some of our listeners, all right?
Okay.
You got a cup of tea there?
Yep.
Okay. Take a mouthful, and let's see if you spit it. You swallowed it.
Sorry.
Okay, right. First of all, did you hear Simon Mayo's show last Friday on Radio 2? Okay. Well, if you missed...
You didn't even ask her anything!
I haven't played you anything!
Hey, Patrick, you're in trouble here, mate.
That was like projectile.
I think I got the one who doesn't speak trousers.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, don't sip it just yet. Right? Yeah. So, it's Simon Mayo's show. You missed it, didn't you, on last Friday on Radio 2?
Hang on, I'm getting some more tea.
Right. Okay. If you missed it, you missed this.
Julian Preston Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So, what is different about your helmet?
Come on.
It's coming out my nose.
Come on.
I knew you'd be rubbish at this.
I can't even hold it in.
All right, and...
my chin.
Calm. Next one.
Hang on.
Ready? All right.
Let me get some more tea.
Not yet. So this is from the Elaine Page show on Radio 2, where she plays songs from the shows.
Right.
All right? Get the tea. Listen to this.
If you were listening, you...
Let me just hold it before you start.
Okay. Oh,
not fair otherwise.
Yeah.
Right.
And...
If you were listening, you will know that I just couldn't manage to squeeze in Malcolm's big one. So, as promised, here it comes this week. So brace yourself.
Oh, good. Well held. All right, try this one then. From Match of the Day 2 last night. Did you see that?
No.
Did you not see Bolton versus Arsenal?
No.
All right, you missed this. Take the tee in now.
He falls to the ground. Taylor goes down on Fabregas.
Maybe I should watch that.
Thanks, Laura, for being so good at innuendo bingo. You're wet through.
How many is that technically?
2.
She lies. It was 4. She spat tea out 4 times.
Yeah, but like, that was, she did it without us even playing the clips at first. Patrick, it was 2.
Really?
So, and you win today, so what's occurring?
Cheers. Yeah,
cheers. Right. Oh, don't be like that, Zane. It's your first day back. Don't just walk out.
Because, you know, you're bending the rules on me. This happened last time I played this game. You know, you changed the rules on me. Like,
no disrespect, Patrick. You seem like a cool dude.
Yeah.
But seriously, you know, you invited me to Oh What's Occurring. Then you invited me three times in the same week because everyone kept pulling out. You kept changing the rules on the show. I vowed never to come on. You know, you got me on here. This is just... And now you're laughing.
Don't be...
And now you're laughing.
Don't be mad.
You know, it's just salt in the wounds.
I'm sorry you had to get involved in this, Patrick.
It's all right.
Do you feel like it?
Do you know what? Because I'm listening on the phone, it does sound like I'm somehow listening to like a domestic between you two.
Well, that's what it feels like to us too.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
That's what it is right there.
That's exactly what it is.
We're going to have a little chat while the record's on now. So, you're going to come back tomorrow, is that okay?
Yeah.
Amazing, okay. All no hard feelings from Zane.
Yeah, good luck, pal.
Yeah. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Right, see you later.
Comfortable.
Bye. Oh, what's the curry?
Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. I was telling you about my friend earlier who is visiting London for a few days. He's from the country. Large crowds and stuff scare him. London, you know, he likes to visit, wouldn't want to live here. And he was going to this big shopping centre near me, just trying to kill some time before meeting me at 7 o'clock, and got caught up in Bieber fever, because Justin Bieber is playing a gig, I think, or doing some kind of personal appearance and signing thing at this shopping centre in West London tonight. Did you get caught up in it? Yeah. Did anyone mistake you for Justin Bieber? No. How many girls mobbed you? Don't know. Good. All right, well, he's here now anyway. Just some people were concerned that he might not be safe because they've not heard anything more since I mentioned this at about 4:15. He's here. He's a bit trampled on, but he's absolutely fine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Also, can I just say, Sonic has been on saying, you are so sad making up an imaginary friend to make yourself sound less lonely in the studio because Becky's not there. Right, I know that my friend didn't speak then, but just to prove that I'm not making an imaginary friend up like I used to do when I was 8, could you just say something, just hello or something?
Hello!
Thank you, see, I do, he does exist.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.